Happiness and freedom begin with the clear understanding of one principle. Some things are under our control and others are not. Inner peace and outward success are only possible after confronting this basic rule and learning to distinguish between what we can control and what we cannot. Thoughts, hopes, wants, and things that make us feel bad are all under control. Due to the fact that they are directly under our influence, these places do indeed represent our worry. We can always choose what goes on in our inner lives and how we feel about them. Certain things, like the shape of our bodies, whether we are born rich or work hard to get rich, how other people see us, and our place in society, are out of our control. We need to remember that these things are outside of us and are not our business. It's only painful to try to control or change things we can't. Let's remember that things we have control over are naturally within our reach and can't be stopped or limited by anything. Things we don't have control over, on the other hand, are our weaknesses, rely on other people, or are up to their whims and actions. Let us also remember that our efforts will fail if we try to control things that are out of our control, or if we try to make other people's problems our own. This will make us angry, stressed, and critical. Do what you need to do. Only think about what's important to you, and believe that other people's problems are theirs, not yours. This way of acting will protect you from being forced, and no one will be able to stop you. You will be truly free and successful because you will put your efforts to good use instead of blaming or fighting other people. No one or nothing can force you to do something you don't want to if you know and pay attention to your real worries. No one can hurt you, you won't make friends, and you won't get hurt. Remember that following these rules won't be simple. You'll have to give up some things totally and put off others for the time being. A lack of money and power might be necessary to achieve happiness and freedom. Recognize merely appearances. From now on, whenever you feel bad, tell yourself, you are just an appearance and in no way what you seem to be. Then, use the principles we just talked about to think about the situation carefully. To begin, does this look have anything to do with things I can control or things I can't? Learn not to worry about things that are out of your control. You and those around you will suffer because of things you can't really control, like sickness, death, or bad luck. Wanting and hating are just habits, even though they are strong. Furthermore, we can teach ourselves to construct better patterns. Do not let things that are out of your control make you upset all the time. Instead, focus on things that are unhealthy, that you can change. Stay away from desire as much as possible. When you want something that you can't control, you will always be let down. At the same time, you will forget to want things that you can control. Of course, there are times when we have to do certain things and not do others for real reasons. But we have to do this with kindness, wisdom, and flexibility. Look at things as they really are. Things don't always go the way we want them to. Stuff just happens. Why do people act the way they do? Use what you have to the fullest. You need to open your eyes and see things for what they really are. That way, you can escape the pain of fake ties and unnecessary loss. Take a moment to think about the things and people that make you happy. Remember, though, that they have their own nature that has very little to do with how we see it. Take a moment to think of the smallest thing you care about. Now, let's say you have a favorite cup. There's no harm in breaking the cup, after all. Next, choose something or someone that makes you feel and think more strongly about connection. For example, remember that when you hug your child, your husband, or your wife, you are touching a person. That way, you would be strong enough to handle the death of one of them. The only thing you can control when something happens is how you react to it. You can either accept it or act badly toward it. It's not the things that happen outside of us that scare and depress us, but how we think about them. Things themselves don't bother us. It's how we think they mean. Do not scare yourself with hasty thoughts or images of how things are. Things and people aren't constantly what we want them to be or what they seem to be. They are just the way they are. Consistently align your actions with the realities of life. Don't try to make your own rules. Follow the rules of nature at all times, whether the situation is big and public or small and private. Pursuing harmony with nature should be your main goal. Where can you live by this ideal? In the small things of daily life, like personal chores and tasks. It's best to do things in harmony with nature, like taking a bath. As the saying goes, eat well in harmony with nature. Not what you're doing, but how you're doing it. Inner peace is possible as long as we understand this principle properly and follow it, even when things go wrong, because that's also part of God's plan. Insist that satisfaction will follow. Wants and dislikes are like arbitrary rulers that demand to be satiated. We have to chase and grab what we want because we want it. Aversion makes us stay away from things that make us feel bad. It is normal to feel upset when we get what we don't want and unhappy when we get what we do want. You can avoid things that are bad for you and within your control, though, and you will never get caught up in something you don't really want, no matter what, if you try to avoid. Experiences don't hurt us, but how we think about them can. Things do not hurt or stop us on their own. Others don't either. Things are not the same as how we see them. The things that make us unhappy are how we think and act. Because of this, not even death is very important by itself. Our thinking about death is what scares us. Death can be seen in a lot of different ways. Think about what you believe about death and everything else. Are they genuine? How are they helping you? Fear the fear of death and pain, not the things themselves. Things that happen to us are out of our control, but we can always choose how to respond to them, not feeling shame or guilt. It is silly to blame others if how we feel about things is worse than the things themselves. So, let's not blame others when we have a failure, a problem, or an illness. Instead, let's look at how we're acting. People who are ungrateful often blame others for their own problems. Most people feel bad about themselves. A person who is committed to living a life of wisdom knows that blaming something or someone is a waste of time and energy. The slow loss of guilt is one sign that moral growth is starting to happen. We can see that accusations are pointless. When we look at our attitudes and work on ourselves, we become less likely to be swept away by strong emotional reactions that make us look for simple answers for things that happen on their own. Things just are the way they are. What other people think doesn't matter to us. Not feeling shame or guilt. Make your own good name. You should never count on other people's praise. It is worthless. Personal virtue can't come from somewhere else. There is no such thing in human relationships or in other people's respect for you. People, even those who love you, may not always agree with you, understand you, or get excited about the same things you do. Age up. What do other people think of you? Make your own good name. Having relationships with truly excellent people will not help you achieve personal honor. Someone has given you a job that you need to do. Get to work. Do it as well as you can, and don't care who is watching you. Perform useful tasks without caring about the praise and respect that others may show them. You can't have foreign quality. It is only theirs to enjoy the successes and greatness of others. In the same way, your things may be great, but they won't make you a better person. Seriously, what is yours? How you take advantage of the tips, tools, and chances that come your way? Have you got any books? Spend some time reading them. Consider what they did. Use their knowledge and wisdom. Do you know something specific? Make sure you use it correctly and completely. Do you have any equipment? Use them to build or fix things after taking them out of the box. What an awesome thought. Looking into it and doing it. Benefit from what you possess and what is rightfully yours. If you align your deeds with nature by recognizing what is truly yours, you can be fairly comfortable and satisfied with yourself. Pay attention to your main job. Having fun and being entertained is good sometimes, but you should never let them get in the way of your main goals. When your ship stops in a town while you are sailing, you can go ashore to look for plants or rocks. Be careful though, and pay attention when the captain calls out. Observe the ship. It is very easy to get sidetracked by small things, these distractions, and come back right away without even pausing to look back. Do not get too far away from the ship if you are old, or you might not be able to get back in time when you are called. Keep your cool as things happen. Do not force things to go the way you want them to. Give them the benefit of the doubt. It will be possible to have peace this way. Forever, you have control over your will. Actually, nothing can stop you. You are never really limited because you always have control over your will. Being sick can put stress on your body. Do you only have a body, though? Your legs may hurt if you limp. Your legs are not all you are, though. Willpower is stronger than legs. Anything can happen and not change your will unless you let it. Don't forget this when bad things happen. Make the most of the things that happen to you. Every problem we face in life gives us a chance to look inside and use our inner resources. We should be aware of our strength as a result of the difficulties we face. Smart people try to see past the event and make it a habit to learn something from it. If something bad happens, you shouldn't just respond without thinking. You should remember to look inside yourself and see what tools you have to handle it. Do some research. There are strengths about you that you might not even know about yet. Figure out which one is best. Utilize it. Needed thing. Endurance in times of pain or weakness. Patience when someone insults you. You will stop being taken away by looks as time goes on, and you get into the habit of matching the best inner resource to each situation. You have nothing to lose by taking care of what you have. There is no way that anything can be taken away from us. Nothing is lost. When we stop saying, "I've lost it" about things, and start saying, "It has returned to where it came from," we can find inner peace. That person or thing is back where it came from. Have your things been stolen? You shouldn't worry about who gives your things back to the world that gave them to you, though. It lets you have them, like how travelers take care of their hotel room. Living a peaceful life is what the good life is all about. Peace is the obvious sign of a better life. As we make moral progress, we are freed from our own doubts. Don't worry about these and those things. Instead of thinking things like, "If I don't work harder, I'll never make a living. No one will take me seriously, I'll be a nobody," or, "If I don't criticize my boss, he will take advantage of my goodwill," stop thinking those things. It is better to die of hunger without worries or fears than to live a life full of worry, fear, suspicion, and unrestrained desire. Start a self-control program right away. However, begin with small things that worry you. Does your kid have something on the floor? Need to look for your wallet. When you call your child, you should know that they might not answer or may not do what you ask, even if they do. You should tell yourself, "Facing this inconvenience calmly is the price I pay for my inner peace and freedom from all disturbance. No one gets anything for free." So, worrying about them won't help them at all. Nothing your child does should be able to get into trouble with you. Don't worry about things that don't affect you. We need to focus on the important things and ignore the rest, because the rest is just nonsense that doesn't need our attention. In addition, it is good for us to be seen as stupid and ignorant about things that don't affect us. Don't worry about how other people see you. They're fooled and impressed by how things look. Stay true to your goals. That is the only way to build your will and make your life make sense. Do not try to get other people's praise and respect. Your way goes up. Don't try to be smart, unique, or sophisticated. You should actually watch out when people think of you as unique. Keep an eye out for ego and arrogance. keeping one's will in harmony with the truth and worrying about things that are out of one's control are two separate things. If you focus on one, you will forget about the other. Adjust your hopes and dreams to what is actually happening. Nature and life are ruled by rules that we cannot change, for better or worse. We will feel more at peace as soon as we accept this. Wishing your kids, your partner, or yourself to live forever would be silly. They will die, just like you, and you can't change the rule of death. Also, it's not smart to wish that a boss, family member, or friend were perfect. To do that, we would have to control things we can't really control. If we deal with it logically and avoid getting taken away by it, we will not be let down. This is something we can control. We are ultimately ruled by what gives us or keeps us from getting what we want. You will always be a useless slave if you want freedom and don't want or avoid anything that depends on other people. Find out what freedom really means and how to get it. Doing whatever you want is not freedom. Knowing the limits of your own power and the natural limits set by divine guidance sets you free. When we accept that life has limits and that some things will always be that way, we can be free. Though, if we give in to the temporary urge to want things we can't control, we lose our freedom. Enjoy life like it's a feast. Think of life as a dinner party where you should be polite. As soon as the trays are brought to you, take a modest amount from each one. If you see a dish that you like, enjoy what you already have. And if a tasty treat hasn't been given to you yet, wait your turn. Keep the same nice balance and thanks with your kids, your partner, your job, and your money. You don't need to want, hate, or take something. The right amount will be sent to you when the time comes. Following these concepts was flawlessly demonstrated by the lives of Diogenes and Heraclitus. Try to learn from their good example. Do not take on other people's bad points of view. Other people's problems and points of view can spread. Don't unintentionally hurt yourself by taking on bad and useless attitudes because of how you deal with other people. If you're with a friend who is sad, a family member who is hurting, or a co-worker who has unfortunately had bad luck, try not to be too upset. Don't forget to tell the difference between the facts and how they are interpreted. Keep telling yourself, what's hurting this person isn't the event itself, because someone else might not feel harmed at all by the same situation. What's hurting them is the reaction they've taken without any critical thinking. Making someone's stubborn negative feelings worse is not a sign of friendship or kindness toward someone we care about. Both other people and ourselves will benefit greatly if we stay out of the way and don't respond overly negatively. However, if you find yourself speaking to someone who is sad, hurt, or angry, be kind to them and listen to them with sympathy, but don't let them sap your courage as well. Always play the part that was given to you well. It's like we're in a play. Our jobs in life have been given to us by divine will, without our input. Many of us will be in a short play, while others will be in a long one. We could be given the part of a poor person, a disabled person, a distinguished celebrity, or a regular person. Although we cannot control the part that has been given to us, we should try to do the best we can with it and not complain. Give a perfect show no matter where you are or what is going on. Readers should read and writers should write. There is a reason for everything that happens. Leave a comment and I'll tell you who you are. Don't believe in myths that give things powers or meanings they don't have. Take care not to lose your cool, because our brains are so busy. They are always coming to decisions, making up signs, and figuring out what they mean. As an alternative, believe that everything that happens to you is ultimately good. If you want to be happy, then you are. You can find something good in every event. You just have to look for it. You can only find happiness inside. It's amazing how easily we can be fooled by smarts, titles, awards, wealth, nice clothes, or a friendly attitude. Be careful not to assume that famous people, rich people, political leaders, and people with great intellectual or artistic skills are always happy. To do so is to let yourself be. Remember that the things you can control are where the real goodness is. You won't be feeling wrongly envious or sad when you compare your accomplishments to those of others if you don't forget this assumption. Your safety is guaranteed. Others are not able to hurt you. Even if they slam you or hit you, if they insult you, it is up to you to decide if what they are doing is rude. What bothers you more than someone else is how you react to them. When you feel like someone is trying to get your attention, remember that the only thing that is getting your attention is how you think about what happened. Do not let your feelings get the best of you because of how something looks. Try not to respond right away. Get a bigger picture of what's going on by taking a step back. Just relax. Dealing with death and disasters is part of spiritual growth. Don't run away from the bad things that happen in life. Instead, face them head on and think about them a lot. When you face the facts of death, illness, loss, and sadness, you let go of fake dreams and beliefs and stop having negative and jealous thoughts. What more people say? Stay true to your goals, no matter what goes on around you. Those who want to live a more moral and wise life, or those who want to follow their spiritual beliefs, should expect to be laughed at and judged. In order to fit in and feel better about their lives, many people lower the bar of their personal goals over time. These people then become very angry at those who have philosophical beliefs and refuse to give up their spiritual ideals in order to improve themselves. Stay away from these sad people at all costs. Feel sorry for them, but stay true to what you know is right. People around you will probably make fun of you and call you cocky when you start your spiritual growth program. Being humble and following your morals are what you need to do. Keep doing what you feel is right. That is, if you don't change, the people who made fun of you will finally admire you. But if you let mean people's opinions make you change your mind about your goals, you will be guilty of two crimes. It's a trap to try to please other people. We tend to focus on things outside of our sphere of influence when we try to please others. We lose control over the point of our lives when we do this. Be happy to be someone who values wisdom and seeks the truth. Keep coming back to what is important and useful. Do not try to look smart to other people. Do things your own way and with your own eyes if you want to live a smart life. Character is more important than a good name. Do not waste time or set a bad example with worry and fear. This is especially true in terms of your influence and image. Why live in fear of things like whether you will be praised in your field or community, or whether you will get the same chances and benefits as other people? Don't worry about things like, nobody likes me, my reputation isn't good. You have no control over what other people think of you, even if it were significant. What does it really matter for your character and health, whether you are in a good situation or are asked to fancy parties? None. What's the harm in not being a star or a person in power? And why bother if you are a nobody when being someone in the areas of your life that you have control over and where you can actually make a difference is more important? But without power and reputation, I won't be able to help my friends, you'd think. They won't be able to get to money or power. That much is true. Are they really counting on you to help them in this way? What are they expecting you to give them that you don't have? If you can teach me how to get rich and strong while still honoring my family, friends, beliefs, and self-love, I will do it. It's stupid and ridiculous for you to have the courage to support me if I have to give up my morals. Instead, if you had to pick between a certain amount of money and a trustworthy friend, which would you pick? Make me a better person instead of pushing me to do bad things. Are you asking, what about my duties to the country? That's it. Are you talking about giving big gifts to charities or building fancy buildings? Metalworkers don't make shoes and shoemakers don't make guns. All of them need only do what they need to do well. What if someone else does the same thing I am? That won't change the value of your effort in any way. But what about my position in society, you ask? You should be able to keep any job you can while still honoring your duties. But how can you help your neighbors if your desire to make a difference reduces your moral duty? To be a good person and do what you need to do is more important than to be famous and powerful. Price is a constant. Does someone have rights, chances, or rewards that you'd like to have? If the benefits they've earned are good, please enjoy the happiness of those who have them. It's a good time for them. You shouldn't worry that the rights don't belong to you if they are bad. Don't forget that you will never get the same benefits as other people if you don't follow the same steps and put in the same amount of time. It's not logical to think that we can get something if we're not ready to pay for it. Someone who wins something doesn't really have an edge over you because they had to work for the prize. We always get to choose if we want to pay for the good things in life or not. It's also easier not to pay it because that price could buy our honesty. Some people might make us admire someone we don't like. Take on nature's instructions. Explore nature's will. Make it your own by studying and paying attention to it. Through events that everyone has, nature reveals its will to us. When someone else's child breaks a bowl or something similar, we say, "These things happen." If your bowl breaks, you should act the same way you do when someone else's bowl breaks. Use this idea to explain things that are more important to you emotionally and materially. People can say, "It's the cycle of life. Death comes sooner or later. Some things are inevitable." But when our own child or loved one dies, we tend to say, "Woe is me, how unfortunate I am." Apply that feeling to your own situation. Learn how to handle things that happen, even death. Self-mastery is what the Holy Will wants us to strive for. Evil is not a normal part of the world, events, or people. When we lose sight of the real reason for our lives, evil shows up because we are careless, lazy, or distracted. We work hard to do our best every time we remember that the goal is spiritual growth. In this way, happiness is found. Respect your mind and your reason. Hold on to what comes after them, and then do something. Get into the habit of thinking about and learning what you're going to do before you do it. Step back to get a bigger picture before you act, so you don't act without thinking because you're impulsive. Discover the first thing that happens, think about where it goes, and then do what you have learned. When we don't think things through, we might start a task with a lot of enthusiasm, but when bad things happen, we feel bad about ourselves and say, "I would have done that, I could have done that, I should have done it differently." Let's say you want to win an Olympic medal. Sure, but you should think about what you're doing. What does it mean to want something like this? Firstly, what do you need to do? What after? What do they want you to do? What then does that mean? Is taking this step really going to help you? No problem, go ahead. To prepare for the Olympics the right way, you will have to stick to a strict plan that will test your fitness to the limit. You will have to follow strict rules, eat right, not eat sweets or treats, work out hard and regularly no matter the weather, and stop drinking. You have to do what your teacher says, like it's a doctor teaching you. Once you start fighting, you'll probably be kicked out. You could hurt your arm, twist your ankle, or fall in the mud and hurt your face. After all that, you might fail. After thinking about all of these options and paying attention to what might happen and what would happen if it did, you need to use your sense if your decision stays the same. If both of you still think it's a good idea, go to the Olympics and give it your all. To tell yourself apart from a dilettante, someone who tries their hand at anything because it's fun or comfortable, you need to put things in perspective. That is not a good way to act. Give it a lot of thought and make a firm decision. You will be like a child who thinks he is a fighter, a soldier, a singer, and sometimes the lead in a tragedy if you don't. If we don't put everything we have into our work, we will be empty and shallow, and we will never develop our natural abilities. As the saying goes, we've all met people who copy anything that seems cool and new at the time. But soon after, their drive and passion fade, and they give up on their projects when they get too easy or too demanding. A soul that doesn't care has no power. Putting in hesitant effort will yield hesitant outcomes. A lot of the time, people jump into something without thinking it through first. They might meet a great person like Euphrates, who will inspire them to do better. You can act this way, but first you need to think about what it takes to really fight. For instance, having exceptional arm, back, and leg strength is necessary for fighting. Are you physically fit and quick enough to be one of the best at this? Wanting to be a champion and being good at something is one thing. Being a champion and being the best at what you do is something else. Each person is made for a different job. Continue to give in to your anger and your habits of frustration and unhappiness, just as certain skills are necessary to succeed in a certain field. No, if it's true, you'll have to fight off a lot of bad urges and habits. You need to think about who you deal with. Should you spend time with your friends and family? If someone influences you through their habits, beliefs, and behavior, does it make you better or make you less likely to work on the habits you want to remove? Like any other life, wisdom comes with a cost. People may make fun of you if you follow it, and you could even get the worst of everything in public life, including your job, your social standing, and your civil standing in court. Once you have carefully considered all the factors that will affect your quest for a better life, you should move forward with all your might. Make the sacrifices that are needed to reach the most important goals, which are freedom, peace, and calm. If, however, you look at your personality and understand that you are not able or ready, stop lying to yourself and go in a different, more honest direction. Do not try to be someone or do something that you are not capable of. You will end up like a sad amateur who first tried to be a wise man, then an official, then a politician, and finally a city leader. These jobs aren't always the same. It's not possible to fly in all the different ways, no matter how appealing they seem, and still live a full and productive life. Whichever way you look, you can only be one person. There are two main options for you. You either want to become more reasonable and truthful, or you want things from outside yourself. You are the only one who can make that choice. You can work on yourself on the inside, or let yourself get lost in the outside world. To put it another way, you can be wise or follow the common ways of failure. The people we know and love show us what our tasks are. You are not an island. You are a special and important part of the universe. Don't overlook it. You are a very important part of the story of people. We are all part of a huge, complicated, and well-run group of people. Where do you fit into this web of people, though? Who do you have to answer to? Find and learn about the relationships you have with other people. We know where we fit in the big picture of things by recognizing natural relationships and tasks. When you have basic relationships with people like family, neighbors, co-workers, and your state or country, you naturally have duties. You need to make it a habit to look at your jobs, mother, father, son, neighbor, citizen, leader, and the normal tasks that come with them on a daily basis so you know what you need to do. For instance, if a guy is your father, you have to meet certain mental and physical needs. It doesn't matter if he's stupid, rude, ignorant, or has very different ideas from yours. There is no way for divine order to make people or situations fit our needs. At the end of the day, that man is your father, and you have to honor your family duties, which is the moral necessity of recognizing and upholding your basic duties towards him or her. Don't worry about what they do. Instead, focus on your own bigger mission. Seeking harmony with nature should be your goal. That's the only way to genuine freedom. People should do what they want, You can't control them, so it doesn't affect you. Realize that nature is organized logically, but not all of it makes sense. When you try to act like a smart and prudent person and make sure your goals and actions are in line with God's will, you don't feel hurt by what other people say or do. At the very least, those words and actions will seem funny or sad. Unless it's very bad physical abuse, no one else can hurt you unless you let them. Even if the person is your father, brother, sister, teacher, or boss, this is still true. You will not be hurt if you do not let yourself be hurt. This choice is under your control. Most people fool themselves into thinking that freedom means doing what makes them feel good or what makes them feel calm and at ease. It's true that people who put their feelings ahead of their thoughts are actually slaves to their wants and needs. They are not ready to act successfully and honorably when problems come up out of the blue, which they will. True freedom makes us do a lot. True happiness, which is what everyone wants, is only possible if we find and understand our basic relationships and do our job with all our hearts. The most important part of being faithful is having the right thoughts and feelings about the Absolute. Remember that the cosmic order is smart and good at its core. Life is not a bunch of chance events with no meaning. It's a beautiful, well-organized whole that is controlled by rules that we can finally understand. God has a divine will that runs the world in a fair and good way. We live in the best universe possible, even if it doesn't always look that way, if we only look at the surface. Decide to expect fairness, justice, and order in your life, and they will slowly show up in everything. Believe that there is a higher power that controls the world and has good goals. Your main goal should be to live your life in line with the will of the Holy Order. You will not feel irritated, powerless, confused, or angry if you try to match your thoughts and actions with the Holy Plan. The principle of avoiding things outside of our control and letting them be settled in accordance with the natural system of responsibilities is what is meant by the term fidelity, not blind belief. Do not try to predict or control what will happen. Instead, accept them with class and grace. If you think that things outside of your control are naturally good or bad, you can't stay true to a planned goal. It becomes a habit to blame outside forces for our bad luck, and we get stuck in a downward circle of envy, conflict, unhappiness, anger, and blame. By their very nature, all living things avoid things that will hurt them and seek out and admire things that look good and helpful. A second part of being faithful is being careful to follow the rules of our family, our country, and our neighborhood. Join in the traditions of your community with a pure heart, without wanting anything or spending too much. By doing this, you support the basic goals of humanity and connect with the spiritual order of your people. Being devoted can help us deal with anger and confusion and give us confidence that we are ready for whatever God's will is for us. It is important to try to see the world as a whole, with our whole selves devoted to the highest good and nature's will as our own. Events don't have a personality or care about anyone. As you think about the future, keep in mind that things always happen the way they do, no matter how we feel about them. Instead of the actual events, our hopes and fears influence us. People who lack self-control are constantly looking for cues to support or build their mindless beliefs and views. But events don't have a personality, though smart people can and should act in a smart way in response to events. Look for ways to make good use of certain parts of the event rather than making it personal by saying things like, "It's my triumph," "It was his blunder," or "It's my bitter misfortune," and drawing harsh conclusions about yourself or human nature. Does that event have a secret benefit that a trained eye can see? Pay attention and act like a spy. You might learn something that you can use in the future in a similar situation. Anyway, There's nothing stopping us from looking for that secret chance, no matter how bad it seems. It's a lack of imagination not to do that. But going after the chance can take a lot of courage, because most of the people around you will keep seeing things in the most basic terms: success or failure, good or bad, right or wrong. Some oversimplified and extreme categories make it hard to see other, more useful and interesting ways of looking at things that are more relevant and useful. A wise person knows that putting their dreams and fears into the future doesn't help. This will only make you feel bad and waste your time. Also, people shouldn't just accept the future and what it holds. Doing nothing doesn't lower the risk, it raises it. There are times when you should be smart about planning ahead and making plans for the future. Adopting good habits is an important part of planning for the future. You can do this by actively seeking good in all parts of your daily life and by regularly checking the things that move you to make sure they aren't clouded by fear, greed, or laziness. Outside events will no longer throw you around if you do that. Changing outside events. If you feel better after praying or meditating, do them. But only ask God for help when your own reasoning doesn't work and all other options have been considered. Why is something good happening? Why is something bad happening? We don't have such things. Who is a good individual? Whoever finds peace by always asking, what is right? Don't hold back a giving urge. Do what makes you want to be kind. Don't question them, especially if a friend is in trouble and needs you to help them. Don't think twice. Don't spend too much time thinking about problems or risks that might happen. It's safe to go as long as logic guides you. Make it clear who you want to be. What do you really want to be? Figure out what kind of person you want to be. How do you define your own ideals? What person do you look up to? If you could have any of their traits, what would they be? Don't be unclear anymore. You have to be very clear about what kind of person you want to be if you want to become special or smart. In your book, write down what you want to be so that you can use that to guide your actions. Clearly describe the behavior you want to change so that you can practice it both by yourself and with other people. Only say things that are good. The moral weight of deeds and their results are given a lot of thought. Aspirants for a better life also learn about the moral power of words that is often ignored. Speaking properly is one of the most obvious signs of living a good life. One important part of any good spiritual training is getting better at how you talk. The most important thing is to think about what you're going to say before you talk. Being rude to others by talking without thinking is insulting. You are being rude to yourself when you reveal yourself too little. Many people feel like they have to say what they think, feel, or perceive. They just blurt out whatever is on their minds, not caring about what might happen. This is wrong on a moral and a functional level. It's easy to lose good ideas in the noise of pointless talking if we talk about every idea that comes to mind, no matter how big or small. Talking carelessly is like swerving in a car that is out of control and going to crash in the ditch. Speech isn't inherently good or bad, but individuals often use it carelessly, so you need to be alert. Meaningless talking is offensive, and it's also rude to be a chatterer. When the situation calls for it, have a talk, but be careful to make sure that both the material and the spirit of the conversation are still useful. It's tempting to chatter. You should not let its claws catch you. You don't have to talk about deep or thoughtful things all the time, but make sure that the everyday chatter that passes for important conversation doesn't hurt your bigger goal. Talking about unimportant things makes us unimportant because our attention is drawn to them. We become petty when we talk about other people. Don't accuse, praise, or compare people, especially. When someone is being too talkative, try to gently turn the conversation back to more useful topics as often as you can. But if you're with people who don't care, you might just keep quiet. Keep your cool and laugh when it's appropriate, but stay away from the free laughing that happens in taverns and often turns into bad language or meanness, while laughing never at them. If you can help it, don't make empty promises. Don't go to hot nightlife spots. Almost all entertainment that is considered acceptable is bad, silly, or only plays on people's weaknesses. Try not to hang out with people who like to do these things. Life is too short, and there are things you need to do that someone else will do. That person may not have the best intentions. It is very easy to slip into bad language without even noticing it. You can stop it from happening, though, if you decide not to waste your time and energy on stupid things. Be careful with company that doesn't live by moral ideals, even if they say they do. Take care about who you hang out with. It's natural to pick up habits from other people. We pick up their interests, opinions, values, and ways of understanding events without meaning to, because they can't distinguish between what is worthwhile and what isn't. Many people, even those who mean well, still have a negative influence on you. It's not necessary to spend time with nice people just because they're nice. Find people who are interested in you and let them find you when you're looking to make new friends, co-workers, or neighbors. All of those people can change your future. There are lots of nice and skilled people in the world. The important thing is to only hang out with positive people who make you feel good. But remember that moral influence works both ways, so we need to make sure that our words, actions, and thoughts have a good effect on the people we meet. Paying attention to the little things we do, which we don't do enough of, is the real test of how good a person we are. What are the thoughts, words, and actions that affect my friends, my spouse, my neighbor, my husband, my child, my boss, my subordinates, and my fellow citizens? Is something we should ask ourselves often. Am I doing what I can to help everyone I come in contact with grow spiritually? You can bring out the best in other people by setting a good example. If you want to look good, don't show off your body. Take care of your body. Take the best care of it to keep it healthy and happy. Give it a warm, comfortable place to live, healthy food and drink, and well-fitted clothes. But don't use your body to show off or live a fancy life. Don't defend your reputation or your plans. Don't be scared of being slandered or criticized. People who lack morals are the only ones who feel the need to defend or explain themselves to others. Allow the way you act to speak for itself. The way other people see us is out of our control, and trying to change it only makes us less of a person. Don't try to defend or explain yourself if someone tells you that someone has been criticizing you. Just give them a smile and say, "I guess that person doesn't know my other flaws. If not, they wouldn't have only mentioned those." Always act like a distinguished person, no matter where you are. Stay true to a higher standard, even though a lot of people's actions are shaped by what's going on around them. Avoid going to parties or games where careless fun and sex are the norm. When you're at a public event, stay true to your goals and principles. Realize your own ideas by following the examples of great characters. One of the fastest ways to improve your character is to find characters you admire and act, speak, and behave like they are you. In reality, it's not false. Greatness is planted in all of us, but we need a picture to help them grow. Similarly, just because you know a very good person doesn't mean you should be too scared of them. Regardless of their skill or influence, people are just people. Use common sense when talking to others. No one likes being around a braggart. As a result, don't bore other people with enthusiastic stories of your adventures. No one is really interested in your battles and adventures, and if they do let you talk about them for a while, it's just to be nice. It's boring and condescending to talk about your own accomplishments all the time. Being the class clown isn't necessary. You don't have to use rude or disrespectful tactics to make people think you are smart, sophisticated, or friendly. Talk that is rude, shallow, or showy should never be used. It lowers the respect that your friends and acquaintances have for you. In an effort to give what they say strength and intensity, or to make other people uncomfortable, many people pepper their speech with profanity. Don't take part in these kinds of conversations. If you can, leave when people around you start talking in a crude and inappropriate way. If not, stay quiet and let your serious gaze show that you are offended by their bad language. Choose long-lasting happiness over short-term pleasure. Let logic rule. Form the habit of thinking things through. Get good at testing to see if things are really good or not. Instead of acting on your first instincts all the time, learn to wait and think things through. To be spontaneous is not a virtue in and of itself. Take a step back and give yourself some time before giving in to the urge to do something that will make you feel good. Think about the matter without bias. Does this pleasure give me short-term pleasure or real, long-lasting satisfaction? When we can distinguish between fleeting feelings and real, long-lasting rewards, our quality of life and the kind of person we become change significantly. If, when you think about the pleasure in a calm way, you realize that giving into it will make you feel bad, then don't do it. Enjoy being in charge of yourself. If you strengthen the things that made you strong, you will also make yourself stronger. Have a strong will. Once you've thought about it and decided that a certain course of action is the right one, never question your decision. Don't change your mind. Some people might get your meaning wrong and even criticize you, but you have nothing to worry about if you think you are doing the right thing. Take a strong stance. Don't be shy and avoid getting involved. Logic and decorum are two different things that exist in different situations. It's easy to say, it's either black or white, in a disjunctive sentence, but it's not so easy to say the same thing to friends. Also, if you're really hungry at a banquet, it might make sense to take the biggest plate of food, but it's rude to do so. When eating with other people, pay attention to both how much your body enjoys the delicious food and how important it is to be polite and well-groomed. To be self-masterful, you must first be honest with yourself about who you are and what you can do. The development of our skills and talents takes time. Just like nothing great is made overnight, we learn new things all the time and grow. Admitting defeat is the right thing to do. In that way, we reach the next level of our morale, intellectual, or physical growth. But don't fool yourself. Trying to be someone or something you're not hurts your true self and keeps you from growing in areas where you naturally do well. Everyone has a job to do in the divine order. Figure out yours and stick to it. Protect reason. Just like you watch out not to step on a nail or twist your ankle when you walk, you should always be very careful not to hurt the most important part of your mind. To live a good life, reason is the most important thing. Keeping your mind safe will keep you safe. Use moderation and caution. By being alert, we can predict the urge to go overboard. As a shoe fits a foot, so should a person's belongings. If we don't prepare ourselves morally, we might be tempted to go too far. When it comes to shoes, many people are tempted to buy expensive and unique shoes when what they really need is comfortable, long-lasting footwear in their size. If we even slightly stray from moderation, we may get carried away by our whims. Good manners and inner beauty are more important than how you look. Women are the ones who have to deal with the attention that is paid to their looks. From a very young age, men either flatter them or judge them based only on how they look. This can make a woman feel like she's only good enough for making men happy, which is sad because it can make her true inner gifts fade. She may feel like she has to spend a lot of time and energy making herself look better and changing who she really is to please other people. People, both men and women, put too much emphasis on controlling how they look and how others see them, which is a bad thing. People who look for wisdom learn that the world rewards us for wrong or superficial things like how we look, our family background, and other things. But what really matters is who we are and who we are becoming. The mind is more important than the body. People who aren't morally ready spend too much time on their bodies. As an animal, you should do your job. You need to give the care and growth of reason your full attention, for it is through reason that we can understand how nature works. Be aware that people who treat you badly are acting out of false beliefs. If someone talks badly about you or treats you disrespectfully, remember that they think it is okay to do so. It's not possible for that person to see you the way you see yourself. Someone who jumps to conclusions based on false impressions is more hurt than you, because they are the ones who are wrong. If someone thinks that a true statement is false, the statement itself is not hurt. The person who has the wrong idea is disappointed and hurt as a result. It will be harder for you to feel insulted by other people, even if they say bad things about you, once you fully understand this. Things have two handles, one that can be used to carry them and one that can't, more than its impression. If your brother or sister treats you badly, for example, don't take the situation by the handle of pain or unfairness. If you do, you won't be able to handle it and will turn angry. Turn things around. The situation can be handled by family ties. Focus on the fact that they are your brother or sister and that you have grown up together, which means you have a strong bond that will never break. When you look at things this way, you get the right picture and stay balanced. It is important to be able to think clearly. A prudent person lives by reason. You need to learn how to think straight. Clear thinking is not something that can happen by chance. It needs to be properly planned out. We can control our will, stay true to our authentic purpose, and find the bonds that bind us to others and the duties that come from those relationships by using clear thinking techniques. We should all be able to spot emotional and faulty thinking. Find out if inferences are valid so that you don't jump to conclusions that aren't true. This is an example of bad reasoning. I am richer than you, therefore I am better than you. People say things like this all the time, but they are completely wrong. If someone says, "I am richer than you, therefore I have more possessions or money than you," that is a valid inference. Another example is, "I speak more persuasively than you, therefore I am better than you." This can only lead to one conclusion. I speak more persuasively than you, therefore my speeches have more effect than yours. But remember, that character has nothing to do with objects or persuasive speeches. If you study clear thinking with focus, you won't be left in the dark. It will be very helpful to have a strong background in logic and know how to have good conversations. Use their names. When we use their names, we understand them correctly, without adding our own thoughts or information. Saying someone didn't wash themselves enough isn't fair. Say they did it too quickly. We shouldn't judge the situation before calling it what it is. Do not call someone drunk if they drink a lot of wine. Instead, say that they drink a lot. How can you be sure they're drunk if you don't know everything about their life? Giving something the wrong name can lead to distortions, so don't let appearances lead you to build theories and interpretations based on them. Only agree with what is really true. Acting wisely is more important than talking about it. Don't act wisely or talk about your spiritual goals with people who won't understand them. What you do will show what kind of person you are and how committed you are to being noble. Being proud of being able to meet your needs for very little money is not going to help you. If you want to live a wise life, the first thing you need to do is get out of your own way. Just think about how much poor people save and how much better they handle problems than we do. Do it for yourself, not to show off, if you want to get better at living simply. Personal watchfulness is important for being prudent. Most people don't realize that both good and bad things come from inside us. Instead, they look at other people, hypnotized by how things look. If we are wise, we know that everything that is good or bad for us comes from us. As a result, they don't blame and accuse other people. They don't feel the need to persuade anyone that they are respectable, unique, or distinguishable. When someone is challenged, wise people look at themselves. When they are praised, they smile to themselves without reacting. When their name is slandered, they don't feel the need to defend it. They are very careful about what they do, though, because they think everything is fine, even though it's not completely safe. They make their wants and the way things are in harmony with each other, and they only try to avoid things that would get in the way of them exercising their will correctly. In everything they do, they are moderate. They don't care if you look stupid or ignorant. They know all they have to do is keep an eye on themselves and where their wants are taking them. Living wisely is more important than knowing a lot about it. If someone tries to impress you by saying they understand the writings and ideas of great thinkers, keep in mind that it's not about being able to talk about complicated or hard to understand topics with ease. It's important to understand nature and make sure that your actions and intentions are in line with how things are. People who really understand the writings or the rules of any enlightened mind are the ones who really follow the lessons. Having good things said is not the same as having them done. Simply knowing a lot is not enough. Consider those whose deeds are in line with their stated principles. Learn how to apply general principles to specific situations based on nature. One way to do this is to show why these principles are true, like why you shouldn't lie. To connect the first two steps, the third step is to show why the explanations are enough to support the principles. The first step is the most important, even though the second and third steps are also helpful, because it's too simple and common to lie, while cleverly showing that lying is immoral. Begin living your ideals. It's time to really live your ideals. Follow those rules as if they were laws, as if breaking them were in fact sinful. Once you have decided which spiritual principles you want to serve as an example of, if other people don't agree with you, that shouldn't matter. Have you decided how long you'll wait to become the person you really want to be? The best part of you can't wait any longer. Follow your principles right now. You will be happier as soon as you start your spiritual plan. The longer you wait, the easier it will be for mediocrity to catch you. You will feel ashamed and guilty because you know you can do better. Don't be a part of the crowd anymore, promise yourself. Choose to stand out and do what you need to do right now.